Okay, so yesterday we had our midterm, and now we can continue. Everything's okay? Okay, so yesterday we had our midterm, and today we can continue on Daf Gimel, where we were up to. If you remember, what we are focusing on mostly is the statement of Reb Chiya, that Reb Chiya tells us that just like Moda b'miksas is chayiv b'shuvua, comes along Reb Chiya, and Reb Chiya says that Eidim b'miksas is also chayiv b'shuvua. Right? If Eidim come and say that I owe some of the money, so I also have to swear ishvua d'oraisa. That's the statement of Reb Chiya. The Gemara says, I would have thought that there is no shuvua d'oraisa by Eidim b'miksas. Maybe the concept of Shvua D'Oraisa only exists by Moda B'Miksas, only exists if I admit that I owe some of the money. But if Eidim come, maybe there's no Shvua. Zok the Gemara, that there is even a Shvua by Eidim B'Miksas, and Reb Chiya learns this out, Mikal V'Chomer, and that brings us to what we're discussing today. Right? Reb Chiya derives from Mikal V'Chomer, right? I think a Kal V'Chomer in logical terms is called a minor major argument. No?
I thought it was
44. Evriatori. Right? Evriatori is like a Latin term. I think it's called minor major in English type of logic, if I'm not mistaken. Basically, a Kal V'Chomer is saying that if some other item which is more lenient still is Mechayev Shavua, so Eidim, which is stricter, certainly should be Mechayev Shavua, and that is the point that Reb Chiya is trying to drive home. But we don't know the Kal V'Chomer that he said. We know that he's deriving this from a Kal V'Chomer, but I don't know what that Kal V'Chomer is, and that is why we have to pick up from Gimel Amid Beis, 6 lines from the top, Umay Kal V'Chomer. Okay, remember, Gimel Amud Aleph, right? Or Reb Chiya says is that I learn that Eidim b'miksas is chayiv. I would have thought only Moda b'miksas is chayiv, based on Rava that we spoke about already. Comes along Reb Chiya, and he tells us, no, I have a Kal V'Chomer that says that you are chayiv, even in a situation of Eidim b'miksas. So Zok the Gemara, Umay Kal V'Chomer. You have it? 6 lines on the top. What is the Kal V'Chomer? Now, it would make sense, by the way, that Reb Chiya would tell us he's learning something from a Kal V'Chomer, but not tell us what that Kal V'Chomer is, because the halacha is that I'm allowed to make up my own Kal V'Chomers. No? So it would be a good rabbinic technique to say, here's the din, that Eidim b'miksas is chayiv. How do you know it, Rebbe? The student asks, Kal V'Chomer. Rebbe, what's the Kal V'Chomer? Go home, figure it out by yourself. I'm not telling you. Because the Rebbe could say, listen, guys, you can make your own Kal V'Chomer. Unlike a Gezeira Shava that I can't make myself, no? A Kal V'Chomer I'm allowed to make myself. So we want to figure out, what is this Kal V'Chomer? Zok the Gemara. My Kal V'Chomer. Uma piv she'ein mechayvo mamon mechayvo shavua Eidim she'mechayvin oso mamon ein odin she'mechayvin oso shavua. A simple Kal V'Chomer, no? Piv is not mechayv mamon, right? It's stage A that we're calling it. We're learning the Kal V'Chomer from piv. Piv means what?
Admitting,
I say it myself. So piv, right, we're learning to aid him. That's the Kal V'Chomer. How does it work? We're saying that piv is more kal, right? Piv is kal because there is no chiyuv mamon that sets in with piv. When I say I owe you money, zok the Gemara, it's not true. I don't owe you money. So piv, there's no chiyuv mamon. But there is Shavua, right? So Eidim then has a fee of mamon. If two witnesses come and say, I owe you $1,000, I have to pay up, So certainly, by Aden, there should be a Shavua. That's the box that we want to fill in. And the Gemara says, that's the Kal v'Chomer. Right? Ma pif she'en l'chaybo mamin l'chaybo Shavua. Aden, who are mechayiv mamon, certainly are mechayiv Shavua. So frek the Gemara. This Kal v'Chomer makes absolutely, totally no sense. Why? Nadav, why? What's...
No idea.
The Gemara tells me. Why does this Kal v'Chomer make no sense? Akiva, you remember? The premise of this Kal v'Chomer is that Piv is Kal, Piv is lenient, and Adim is Chomer. Why is Piv Kal? Because there's no chi of mamon, right? Because if I say I owe you money, do I owe you money? No. Frek the Gemara. What? That ain't true. The Gemara asks, Piv ein mechayv o mamon, v'hohodas baldin, kimeya edim dummy. Frek the Gemara, it's not true because Piv is mechayiv mamon, right? Hodas baldin is kimeya edim. Right? When I admit that I owe something, it's as if 100 edim come and say I owe something. So there is a chiyuv mamon. So you can't tell me that there's no chiyuv. There is a chiyuv. There is a chiyuv, from the Gemara. Huh? Bam kasha, right? Bam kasha. So the Gemara then says, you know what I meant? Ma piv she'ein my mamon, so the Gemara knas. Ma piv she'ein mechayvo knas mechayvo shavua. Eidim she'mechayvin oso knas ein odin she'mechayvin oso shavua. The Gemara says we made a mistake, no? We really didn't mean to make the Kal v'Chomer from mamon. Right now, I'm not sure if I should call this B or not. Is it a second approach or is it just touching up the first approach? But we're making the same Kal v'Chomer, right? Piv and Eidim, and we're saying that Piv is Kal because there is no Chiyuv Knas by Piv, as opposed to Eidim, that there is a Chiyuv Knas, no? If Eidim come and say, I owe money, I owe... Now, by the way, what is a Knas? How is Knas different than Mammon? Jonah?
Fine.
It's a fine. And what's the difference between a fine and money? Fines are also money.
Well, it's like, it's a set amount. It's a set amount, okay.
And?
Well, by Bezdin. It's not like...
Set amount by Bezdin, good. These are all correct. And?
It's more than what you're supposed to pay.
More than what I'm supposed to pay. So like, these are all points that are made by Rashi, by the way, in Bavakam and Perkachobel. Rashi over there defines a knas as Kol Hamishalim Yoser Mima Shehizik U Mishalim Dover Katsuv Hare Zeknas. If I pay Yoser Mima Shehizik, I pay more than I damage. Right? I steal from you. So how much am I mechuyev to pay back?
Two times.
Or if I steal a shor and a set, and I shecht it, I have to pay dalat behei. That is mishalim yosim mimashim hizik. I'm paying more than I damaged. Or there are other times that mishalim in davar katsuv. No? I have sometimes that I pay a set amount. Torah says chamishim kesef, right? By multi shemra. By avodim, etc. There's certain times that the Torah says a set amount, the davar katsuv. So that is also called a knas. Right? So that's what Rashi says in Bava Kamma, is a definition of a knas. And at this point of the story, again, we're working with knas. Now, it happens that when it comes to knas, why is it that I cannot obligate myself in the knas? The Gemara is saying that Piv does not create a chi of knas, but Edim do. How come I can't obligate myself a chi of knas?
You can't incriminate yourself.
I can't incriminate myself. In other words, you're saying it's like a side it's a derived halacha of Ein Adam Nesem Asmo Rasha. Okay. Look at Rashi though. Look at Rashi. The Rashi Piv Ein Mechai Bai Knas. What's Rashi saying?
If you admit the knas, you don't
actually
pay. What? If
you admit
the knas,
then you don't actually pay. If I admit to the knas, I don't pay. Why? I mean, that's not exactly what Rashi is. Well, yeah, that's what Rashi's saying. Moda b'knas is pater. Why?
Because you make have a korban.
Because we... No. Not, we're not a korban yet. Korban is later in the Gemara. Zot Rashi, piv is not mechai b'knas. The yafina mikroi, we learn from Sukkim. De moda b'knas is pater. Asher yashi un Elohim. Prat l'marshia es atzmo. What does the word Elohim mean?
Judges.
Bezdin. Right, a knas is set in asher yashi'un Elohim, that Bezdin imposes it. I cannot self-impose a knas. Bezdin has to impose it on me. Unless Bezdin imposes it, there's no knas. So memel, I understand why piv is not mechayev a knas, no? Piv is not mechayev a knas because Bezdin wasn't mechayiv me. Aye, what about a situation moida b'knas v'acharkach ba'u edim? Right, that's a discussion in the Gemara. It's not chodesh Rav and Shua. But Rashi's assuming, just pshuto, is that I can't be mechayiv myself in a knas because, right, Bezdin has to impose a knas. So that's a third difference between knas and mamon. Right? Knas, the fee of is only based on Bezdin. If there's no psak of Bezdin, there's no knas. Yeah.
What about like if you admit to something and then because of your admitting, Bezdin puts the knas on you?
Oh, so that's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara. But moda b'knas b'acharkach ba'uedim.
But if I edim, just Bezdin.
Well, Bezdin can't impose a chiyuv on me absent of edim. It's forbidden. Right, if there's no Eidim, Bezdin can't issue such a psak. Right, so let's say first Amod and then the Eidim comes. So Rav holds Moed b'knas achakach ba'o Eidim is Pater. No? Because Rav holds that the Hoda itself is a Poter. That's what some Chassidish Rebbes used to say the Pshat is. Then Slichas, we say, B'salach de la voineyenu ki Ravu. What's Pshat saying? Ki Ravu? They're saying that we're going like the Shita of Rav, that Moda b'knas achakach ba'u'edim is Pater. In other words, I'm admitting the Averis I did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even if, right? So it's a Chassidish Torah. It's not bad. You have to give it some credit. Quite cute. K-Y-O-O-T. Right there. So again, so Gemara wants to know, what's the Kal V'Chomer that's going to say that Edim can be Mechayev a Shavua? So at first we say the Kal V'Chomer is, well, Piv is not Mechayev Mamon, but is Chayev Shavua. Edim is Mechayev Mamon, certainly is Mechayev Shavua. That's what we first say at the beginning of the Gemara. So frak the Gemara, that can't be pshat, because Hoda'as Baldin is Kimeya Edim Dummy. The Gemara is asking from where? Right? Between stage 1 and stage 2, there's a question of Hoda'as Baldin, which Rashi tells us is a Tosefta. No? Hoda'as Baldin equals 100 Edim, and therefore you can't tell me that there's no Mamon, because Hoda'as Baldin is Kimeya Edim, right? Like we have the kasha there, we hear the same thing. So we move on to stage 2, that my mamon knas, that piv is not mechayev knas, etc. And this kal v'chomer is a good kal v'chomer, it seems. Fine. So then the Gemara asks, 1 second. Malapiv, shekein mechayevo karbin, tomar be'edim, she'ein mechayvin also carbon. Stage C is what? What would we call this in Lumdish terminology? Right? But this is A and then B. Now we're moving on to stage C. Stage C is what we would call a pircha. A pircha is a question on the Kal V'Chomer. No? The question of the Kal Vachomer is that this Kal Vachomer is logically flawed. We're assuming that what is more strict, Piver Adim? What is more strict? Piver Adim. Adim is more strict, correct? And therefore, if the weaker Piv does not have a fi of Knas, Piv is Kal, Adim is Chomor, right? If the weaker Piv does not have Knas but has Shavua, so the Adim that has Knas certainly should have Shavua, because Adim is Chomor, right? That's what we're assuming. Frek the Gemara, but I'm going to prove to you that Piv is Chomor. How? Because Malapiv Shekein Nechaivon Karbin Tomei Be'edim Shein Nechaivon also Karbin. Right? Frek the Gemara that no, Piv is Chomor. Why? Because there's a theme of carbon that sets in with Piv. If I say now, carbon over here means a carbon chatas, let's say. Carbon chatas is only brought if I do 136 aveiros b'shogeg. Right? There are lamed vav chatos. I do one of those 36 b'shogeg, I do unintentionally m'chayiv. The classic paradigmatic case of carbon chatas is what? The Gemara calls it chatas chaylev. You know why? What's chaylev? Fat. Now, there's lots of fat on an animal, no? Right? When I eat corned beef, there's white stuff on the side of the corned beef, no? That is fat. That fat is kosher fat. That fat is shuman. The chaylev is the treif fat. How do I know which fat is treif, which fat is kosher? So the answer is the chaylev that would go on the mizbeach. The chaylev al ha kerev, and the chaylev hamachasa is ha kloyos. Right? The chaylev that covers the stomach cavity and the chaylev that's on the kidneys, that is treif chaylev. That's the stuff that would go on the mizbeach. That's the stuff we're not allowed to eat. The other fat you are allowed to eat. FYI, if you ever shechted an animal, after you shechted an animal, what you could do is gently take a knife, cut down the flesh. You ever tried this? You cut the flesh on the stomach of the animal. You hang the animal up, usually by its head, no? Or you cut the head off completely, so you hang the animal up by the legs that the stomach is hanging. As you have legs up over here, you have the stomach hanging. Take a knife, you cut it. After you just peel away the skin, and then you see globules and globules and globules of fat that come out. It just pours out. Lovely. That stuff looks beautiful, by the way. It looks gorgeous. No, seriously, objectively speaking, you look at the chaylev, it's beautiful. Huh?
What do you call it in English?
Fat.
No,
but it's white.
Is there like a specific name for it?
I don't know. Exactly. Now, you look at it, it's totav krum v'niklav. It's spread out like one layer, and you could hold it up to the light, and you'll see the light. It's, it looks like, give us a sort of spider's web. Mm-hmm. Spider's webs are beautiful, no?
Yeah, but...
So this stuff looks like that, but it's fat.
Is that after you get all the blood out, or... After all the blood and guts go
in? No. The guts are still in there. I just shechted the animal. The animal bled a little bit in the shechita. It bled out, so the blood from the neck, but there's still blood inside the animal, no? You cut it, and the entire innards of the animal come out. They come pouring out. That's the stuff that would go on the mizbeach. Again, objectively speaking, if you look at it, you'd see how beautiful it is.
I don't think this would go too well in San Francisco.
I think we're getting lost on this point. But the fact is that that is the chaylev. Chaylev was around all the time. Chaylev was shliach. The average Jewish home would have animals, just like Moshal Mahadavadome. You ever saw the pictures of Osama bin Laden's compound in, where was it, Jalalabad over there? Right, where they killed him? Right? So he had lots of these like water buffaloes walking around in the courtyard, and then he would shecht them and eat them occasionally. That's how he lived, you know? That was like the average home that they had. People lived and they had animals. You'd shecht an animal and then you would eat it. Well, if I'm shechting animals at home, I have chaylef around the house. And it could be I would mistakenly eat some of that chaylef, no? So the average carbon chatas was called the chatas chaylef, because this was the aveira that was most commonly done of all the 36 chatos. Stam chatas is chatas chaylef. Okay, but let's take a step back. So if I say that I ate chaylev, I have to bring a carbon, no? If Adam come and the Adam say I ate chaylev, right? So Adam, there is no carbon, right? That's how you write no carbon. So frek the Gemara, you're making a kal v'chomer. That piv is kal, because piv does not mechayev a knas, and Adam is chomer because Adam is mechayev a knas. Fredimah, no, adrava. Piv is chomer, right? Because piv is mechayev a carbon, but Adam is kal because there is no carbon that comes from Adam. If Adam come and they say you ate chaylev, and you say no, I didn't, do you bring a carbon? No, right? Adam come and they say, we saw you eat chaylev. And I say, no, it wasn't chaylev. I know that the fat that I was eating was shuman, right? Kosher fat, no carbon. No carbon. So the Gemara's kasha is, again, is a pircha in the kal v'chomer. Don't tell me that piv is kal and Adam is chomer. Adarabba, the Gemara is asking, Malapiv shekein mechayev karbon. Tomar be'edim she'ein mechayevin oisai karbon. Right? Piv is mechayev karbon. Edim are not mechayev karbon. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. So the Gemara, so Rashi writes, Piv is mechayev karbon. Dechsev v'hisvada asher chata v'hevi. The pasuk says that you admit that you sinned and you bring a carbon. Now, the Achronim, just to make a tiny point on Rashi, point out that this pasuk of a hisvada asher chata v'hevi is not found by a carbon chatos. That pasuk is found by a carbon asham. For some reason, Rashi is bringing the wrong pasuk. Okay? That's FYI. Edim are not mechayiv a carbon. What is the situation when the Edim are not mechayiv a carbon? Right? L'cha'ora, let's say, Nadav, let's say two Edim come and they say, you ate chaylev. Are you chayiv a
This one has it removed and this one has it removed.
That's right. It's beautiful, no? Fine. Now, let's say Edim come and they say, you ate chaylev. Are you chayiv a carbon? So Argamar says no. Zakt Rashi that it's only true in one case. Edim ein mechayiv en oso carbon. Now we're going to read this Rashi with the Bach skirsa. Im machishan. If what? What's im machishan mean? Shalom. What's im machishan? Who wants to help me?
If you deny it.
If you im machish shan. Zota merit im hu machish otam. If he contradicts them. The witnesses said, you ate chaylev, and you contradict them. I say, no, I didn't. Right? Dechziv o hoda elav, velo sheyodi'uhu acherim, not in the case when others tell you. So the time there's a right. So Edim is kal because there's no carbon. Zakt Rashi, there's no carbon in a situation where it's hu machish osam. He contradicts the Edim. The Edim say you ate chaylev. He says no, I didn't. Then there's no carbon. But if he does not contradict the Edom, let's say the Edom come and they say, you ate chaylev, and you say, I don't know, maybe, so then what's the din? You bring the carbon, no? It's only that there's no carbon if I contradict the Edom. That's what it says in the Gemara as understood by Rashi. And Tosis agrees with this. Everybody agrees with this. Good? Let's continue. I just want to get through this Gemara, then we'll make a few points about Hodas Baldin. We'll go back. Zot the Gemara, hello Kasha. Okay, again, but what's the Kasha at this point? Just to understand it properly, what's the Kasha? Nadav? At point C? Shmuel?
Hey, we're not
going to
be fine with Shmuel. I know.
Piv is Chayv Akorm Edom, not, and therefore. And therefore, the Kavachom that we said that Piv is more Kal is not correct. And therefore, I don't know how Edom can be Machayv Shavua. Right? That's what the Gemara is getting at. So the Gemara answers, no, no, no. Holo Kasha. Rabbi Chia Karabi Meir Svirilei. The Omar Edom are Machayv and also Karbin, Mikavachomer. Reb Chia might hold like Reb Meir, who says that really Edom are Chayev a carbon. Your whole question is that we see that Piv is Chamor. No, we're going like Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir says that Piv is Chayev a carbon, and Edom is Chayev a carbon. That means in a situation when Edom say you ate Chalev, and you contradict the Edom, you say, no, I didn't. Right? So Reb Meir says you have to bring a carbon. Right? So far, so good? Ditnan, we learned the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Krisos. What?
For the... When the one guy contradicts the Edom, is that because two against one? Is it going to be five of the korban, or just because he has no say?
According to Rabbi Meir... Or according to the Chachamim?
According to Rabbi Meir.
According to Rabbi Meir, so we believe the Edom, because Edom are considered Ne'eman in every aspect of Torah. So if Edom say, I'm Chayav a carbon, what? It's not just because, remember, it's not really two against one, it's really two against 100, because I'm Hodas Baldin, which is like Meir. Right, but still, Edom are believed. That's what Meir says. Ditnan, the case is like this: Amr lo shnei machalta chaylev, v'hu omer lo achalti. No, two say that you ate chaylev, and I say no, I didn't. Meir is mechayiv. Meir says I have to bring a carbon. The chachom and poltrin. The chachom say that there is no carbon. I'm Rabbi Meir. I'm Rabbi Uhu. Shnayim lidei misa chamura. Lo yevi Uhu lidei korban akal. No. The Meir says, one second. Two Edom. Can they kill me? Two Edom come and say that you're mechalal Shabbos. What happens? Da 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 da. Right. You're gone. Right. You're gone. Two Edom come and say mechalal Shabbos. We kill you. So zot v'meir m'heviu shnayim lidei misa chamura lo yeviuhu lidei korban hakal. Right? If two are mechayiv misa, certainly they're mechayiv a carbon. So amru lo, the chachomim respond, ma im yirtze lomar mezer hayisi yipater. What does that mean? Right? Reb Meir says I'm chayiv a carbon because... Right, Reb Meir says, I have a kal v'chomer. If two Edom are mechayev misa, right, Edom say, I get put to death, kol shekein, they're mechayev a carbon, because misa is the most chomer thing in the planet, no? Edom say, I'm mechayev Shabbos, I get put to death. Certainly Edom, right, by the way, and that means even in the situation when I contradict the Edom, no? Edom come up to me and they say, Rabbi, we saw you driving a car on Shabbos, no? And what do I say? You're lying. It's not true. I wasn't driving a car on Shabbos. Who's believed? And what happens to me? Da 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 da. Right? You're gone.
What is that tune?
Huh?
Very good.
That's right. So the fact is that Edom are mechayev a carbon zok the mayor because of the mechayev misa mechayev a carbon zok the chachamim amrulai. The chachamim respond. Ma im yirtze lomar mezin hayisi. The chachamim say that no, Adam can't be mechayev you a carbon. Why? Even though they could put you to death, they're not mechayev a carbon. Because what are the Edom saying? The Edom are saying that you ate chaylev. Just because I ate chaylev doesn't mean that I have to bring the carbon. You see, if I eat chaylev b'shogeg, then I bring the carbon. But if I eat chaylev b'mezid, then I don't bring a carbon. I'm chayev misa b'nei shamayim, but there's no carbon, right? So therefore, the chachamim say, ma im yirtze loymer mezid hagisi. And therefore, I'm putter. Now, he didn't really say mezid hagisi, no? The situation was, the Edom come and they say that you ate chaylev. And you say, no, I didn't. So how come I'm putter? I didn't say Mezer Hayisi. So there's a machlokes in Meseches Krisos, how to understand the Chachamim. Okay? Actually, we should probably write this on a place where we can see. Right? Remember, Remeir says that Edom are Mechayev a carbon. Remeir says that Edom come and they say you ate Chaylev, and you say, no, I didn't. Right? The mayor says, Adam achayev a carbon when you contradict Adam. However, you write it. Right? Then achayev a carbon according to the mayor. The chachamim say, in the same case, when I'm contradicting the Adam, that I am putter from a carbon. And they say, ma im yirtze lomar mezid hayisi, because if I want, I could say mezid. How do we understand what the Chachamim are saying? Look at Rashi. The Rashi do a mass of who omer lo achalti. What's Rashi saying? Shalom, you have a Gemara? Hard to live in Rashi. Eh? If guys can come to share every day with like a Gemara, it doesn't have to be more of Rishona necessarily, though that would be preferred, but to come so that you could look inside, I think it will add a dimension. But what's Rashi saying? Are you?
Think.
Rashi's bringing back one of our good old dear friends.
You
want to mute, what's Rashi saying?
I don't think he's saying Ramai, but Michael's saying Ramai.
I don't want to use the word Ramai, no.
I'm going to
use
it. It's very similar to the
Malo Lashaker. Who said that? Okay, what do we call Malo Lashaker in normal Lomdisha terms? Malo Lashaker means, why should I lie? Meaning, I'm probably not lying, I'm probably telling the truth. I have a statistical proof I'm telling the truth. Right? Which is what? Migo. Ma'im yirtzelay ma'meza ha'yisi. Rashi says, equals ma'li l'shaker. Right? And therefore, what Rashi is really saying is that this is a migo. No? You see that? Rashi is saying it's a migo. In other words, according to Rashi, two Edom come and say, you ate chaylev. And I say, no, I didn't. Right? The Chachamim say, I'm believed. Why am I believed according to the Chachamim? How come there's no carbon according to the Chachamim? Because I could have said, I'm amazed. Meaning to say, if I would want to not be chayev a carbon, I wouldn't have to contradict the Edom and say, I didn't eat chaylev. I could just be putter from a carbon by saying, yes, I ate chaylev b'mezid, no?
Yeah.
So, Zucht Rashi, right? Zucht Rashi, because I could say it's been mazed, so now believe me when I say I didn't eat, right? I contradict the Adam. I'm saying, I didn't eat. Right? That's what I'm saying. Right? I'm saying, I didn't eat. Why do I believe you when I say I didn't eat? I, the Adam, should be more believed than you are. The answer is, Migo. Maloy l'shaker. Believe me, I'm not lying. How do I know I'm not lying? If I'd be lying, I would have said mezid ha'yisi. And I'd be putter from a carbon. So now believe me when I say I didn't eat, and I'm putter from a carbon. That's the way Rashi learns, no? There is enough, this is one man of Amar in Meseches Krisos. However, there's another opinion in Meseches Krisos that Tosfos refers to. There's another opinion that says that the pshat is Ma'in Yirtza Loimar Mezit Hayisi. There's another opinion that's called Mitartsinan Zigurei. Okay? So again, so Rashi says it's Migo. Opinion number two is saying Mitartsinan Zigurei, that we reinterpret your words. Adam come and say, you ate Chalef. I say, no, I didn't. We touch up. We translate that when you say you didn't eat, what you really meant is Loi Achalti Shogig Elamezit. Right? Adam come and say, you ate chayla b'shoigig. I say, no, I didn't. Right? Adam come right, and say, Joni, you ate chayla. And you say, no, I didn't. Right? Mitatzin on dibure. We touch up, we translate that what you meant is, I didn't eat b'shoigig, but I really ate b'mezid. And therefore I'm putter from a carbon. Okay, maybe.
That's
so that's Akasha. That maybe we should say Edom Mesem Atzma Rosha, etc.
But wouldn't logically one not say that? When someone say, okay, fine, there's Edom saying that.
By the way, that's look at the Tosis Ma. Just the second Tosis, there are two Tosis in the beginning Ma. The second Tosis Ma, Tosis asks Jonas Kasha, Vim Tomar, Vehech Neman Lomar Mezen Hayisi, Ha Ein Odom Mesem Atzma Rosha. If I say that so-and-so sodomized me and I wanted it, right? I think technically the word sodomized doesn't mean you wanted it, but right? It says ploni rava'ani l'ritzoni, right? So Tosis, so you're not neman. I'm not believed to say that I was nirva l'ritzoni because that would be making myself a rasha. So how could I say I ate mezid? That's making me a rasha. V'yesh lo mar. Tosfos answers de ein neman lifso atzmo. Avahacha osa tshuva ve'ino rotz elohavi chulun lazara. Tosfos is saying that over here you're not saying that you're a rasha, right? I'm saying, you know what? I can't bring a carbon because I ate the mezid. I'm a tzaddik. I don't want to bring a carbon. To bring a carbon into the Beis Hamikdash when you're not obligated, that's a terrible avera, no? That's cool in Bazara. So over here, I'm making myself a tzaddik, not a rasha. That's what Taisa says. But the point is like this. There is really three explanations. So far we have two. There are three explanations of what the Chachamim say. Let's go slowly. Rav Meir says, I'm chayav a carbon. The Edom say, you ate chaylev. I say, no, I didn't. Rav Meir says, trust the Edom. The Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir. The Chachamim say, Ma'im yirtza loymar mezid hayisi. Rashi learns what that means is, Ma'li l'shaker. Believe me that what? Believe me that I didn't eat because I could have gotten out of a carbon by lying and saying mezid hayisi. So it's amigo. Right?
Yeah.
That's what Rashi says. Zok Tosfos. That shot is wrong. Dead, absolutely, totally wrong. You cannot learn the Malu Vashakir shot. Why? Zok Tosfos. Rules of Migo, gentlemen. Right? Again, this is the second Tosis, Ma Im Yirtzeh. The second Tosis. Let's read this Tosis together. I know I told you guys to do the first one. We'll come back to the first one maybe in a few minutes. Let's do the second one first. Man Yisalom Mezel Hayisi. Lulishna the Adam Nemano Atzmo Yosir Mimeya Edim. Hayim Yirtse Lomar Lidvarov the Reb Meir Ka'amri. Kedisa Beperek Amru Lo. Right? In other words, what the Chachomim are saying is, Reb Meir, you're saying that you're Chayav a carbon. But you could say Mezer Hayisi. Dile Idoch Lishna Tamayo de Nafshayu Kamar. Ve'ein lefarish umar yisrael lomar shehi neman lomar lo achalti migo di by amar mezer hayisi. Why not? To ha migo b'makom edim hu. What's Tysus' problem? Tosis does not like Rashi's pshat. Rashi says it's out to migo. Tosis says that's not the pshat. Why can't it be migo? Deha. Right? I think I lost everybody, or no? Remember, the man says I'm chayav karm, chum zem pater. Why am I pater when chumim? Because I can say mezer hayisi, right? Rashi learns, that means I'm migo, right? That's what we saw in Rashi, the famous. Believe me when I say I didn't eat, because if I want to just get out of being chayav karm, then I would have said mezer hayisi. That's what Rashi says. Tosis asks on Rashi, Migo! You want to be believed with a Migo? This is a paradigmatic case of Migo, B'makom, Eidim. No? Which does not work. Right? Migo, we don't say Migo, B'makom, Eidim. Think about it. There are Eidim who say you ate Chelet. You said I didn't. Right? Usually, am I believed or the Eidim are believed? Eidim. Right? Elamai, you want to say, believe me, why? I have a migo? Zok toisvis, your migo is worth diddly squat. That means nothing. Because it's a migo b'makom edim. And toisvis' shita is that there ain't no such thing as toisvis says that migo b'makom edims never work. Rashi apparently is saying that Migos B'makom Edim can work a little bit, no? Is that what Rashi is saying? Rashi is saying that the Chachom is saying a belief, because it's a Migo B'makom Edim. Apparently Rashi is saying that there is such a thing as Migo B'makom Edim. Okay, so let's unpackage this.
Wouldn't you rather, give a korban rather than say Mason? Well,
no, because if I'm bringing a carbon, then I'm bringing chulin into the Beis HaMikdash. It's a terrible, terrible avera. I'd rather get killed and have the kapara. Well, I mean, I'm not going to get killed. It's Misa B'dei Shamaya, no? I'm not going to get killed. What? Kares, Misa B'dei Shamaya, okay.
Is that
Misa B'dei Shamaya? Kares is a little different than Misa B'dei Shamaya, but not for now. Tosfos in the first half of Yevamah says, it depends how old I am when I die. Okay, but let's. Yeah.
If you don't care enough to be Michael Karius, why would you care about your uncle?
No, so apparently I did something wrong, but then they had Charata. I did something wrong that was Chayiv Karius for, Misa B'dei Shamayim for, whatever it is. And then I did something wrong with Chayiv Karius for, and then I felt bad about it. So I don't want to do another aveira, a worse aveira of bringing chulin into the Beis HaMikdash. That I'm not willing to do.
It's not worse though.
So now, no, it's an active aveira. It's an additional aveira that I'm not willing to do. So what Tosis is basically saying is like this: when the Chachamim say Ma im yirtze lomar mezer hayisi. What Tosis is, right, one approach in Tosis, this is really approach B, approach A in Tosis is, when I say, Mam Yisrael Mezen HaYisi, is L'dvarav de Rabbi Meir Ka'amar. Ka'amar. Right, in other words, the Chachamim are saying, Reb Meir, you're telling me that you chayiv a karmen because you listen to the Edim? But You don't have to listen to the Eidim. You can just say that you're mazed. So the Eidim can't be mechayiv you a carbon. It's really that you are mechayiv yourself a carbon. The Eidim are not mechayiv you a carbon. That's what the Chachamim are saying, right? Which Tosis translates as meaning, Adam neman al atzmo yoser mimeya Eidim. Okay, so let's just unpackage this whole thing. I don't want to lose, guys, because I think we're doing okay until now. The Gemara has a kasha, right? You're telling me that there's a kal vachomer that kid is not mechayiv you kenas, but is chayiv shavua. So Eidim who are mechayiv kenas certainly is mechayiv shavua, right? That's the kal vachomer. Frek the Gemara, but you can't tell me that piv is kal because piv is chomer, because piv is mechayiv a carbon. So the Gemara says, no. We're going like Reb Meir, that Reb Meir says, right, that Eidim are mechayiv carbon. Like we're going to Reb Meir, like Reb Meir, Reb Meir says Eidim are mechayiv carbon. The Chachonim disagree with Reb Meir. And the Chachamim say that Eidim are not Mechayim Karbon. Why is that that the Chachamim disagree? So we have three approaches in the Chachamim. Approach one is Rashi, who says Migo. And that means that Rashi is saying that Amrinon Migo the Makom Eidim. No? That's approach one. Approach two, again, going a little bit out of order, is that when the Chachamim say, Ma'im Yirtzeh Lomar, Meizid Hayisi, what the Chachamim really mean is, Mitartzina Devarav, that we explain what you meant. Right? I go and I say, two Eidim come and they say, Jonah ate Chalev, and Jonah said, no, I didn't. We interpret, right? We interpret that what he meant is I didn't eat Bishogin, instead I ate the Mezid. Approach three within the Chachonim is saying that the Chachonim are not really responding to Reb Meir. The Chachonim are as a kasha of Reb Meir l'shitaso. The Chachonim themselves hold that Adam Neman al Atzmo Yoser Mimeya Eidim. Reb Meir, you say Eidim are chayiv a carbon? No! Chachamim say, we trust you more than 100 Eidim. You are more Neman than 100 Eidim. That's what the Chachamim say. What does Ma'im Yitzel Roy Ma'bezer Hayisi? That's really like the Chachamim just punching Reb Meir in the nose. Saying, Reb Meir, how can you be chayiv a carbon based on the Eidim? Can't you say Mason? It's like a cash on Reb Meir. But fundamentally, the Chachamim are saying, Ma'im Yitzel Roma Mezen Hayisi. Tosfos basically does not like the Rashi's pshat of Migo, but we point out that's exactly what Rashi says. Good? Vayter in the Gemara. So basically we have a good Kal Vachomer, right? Our Kal Vachomer is, Piv is not Mechayiv you Kenas, and you Chayiv Shavua. So Eidim who are Mechayiv Kenas, certainly are Mechayiv Shavua. Frech the Gemara, Malapiv, Sheke Mechayiv O Asham. Piv is Chayiv Asham. If I admit, then I'm Chayiv a carbon Asham. So Gemara says, no, Asham Hainu carbon. And just like Reb Meir says, that Eidim are Mechayev Asham. Just like Reb Meir says, Eidim are Mechayev Korban, Eidim also Mechayev Asham. And you don't have that kasha. El Malapiv, she came Mechayev Chomesh. Halo kasha. Reb Chiyak Reb Meir, so you're like, Eichne Mechayev Ilai Korban, Mikav Chomer, Mechayev Ilai Asham, Mikav Chomer. Again, the Gemara just had two different kashas. We are saying that Piv is Kal, Eidim are Chomer. Piv is Kal, there's no Knas. Eidim has Knas. Right? That's the theme of our whole Gemara. Frek the Gemara, whoa. Piv? Piv is not Kal. Piv is Chomor. Why? Because it's Chayiv and Asham. He says, no. Right? Chayv and Asham and Edom are not Machayv and Asham. Ferdinand, no. Asham Hainu Karban. We're going like Reb Meir. And the mayor says that Edom are Machayiv Karban, so they're also Chayiv Asham. Frankly, Gemara, but I have Piv being Chomor in a different way, because Piv is Chayiv a Chomesh. Says no, but I go like Reb Meir. And just like Reb Meir says that Edom are Machayiv a Karban, Edom are Chayiv a Chomesh also. Ella means we're back to the pircha, back to the question on the kavachomer. Mala pib she kein einoi behachasha ubehazoma tomer beedim she yeshnon behachasha ubehazoma. Frechi Gemara, you can't learn out that pib is kav and edim are chamor because of knas, because we have a different pircha. Our pircha is not from carbon, because the pircha from carbon we answer that we go like Reb Meir. But the pircha that we're asking the kavachomer is ma lepiv shekein eino b'hachasha u'b'hazama tomer be'edim sheyeshno b'hachasha u'b'hazama. Let's say I say something and then I am contradicted by others. Does it matter? No. Piv is not b'hachasha. Can you be mad? Right? Everyone knows. What's edim zoma then?
It's when two, I don't
know,
two
spurs. Emmanuel Yisim, no? Reuben and Shimon say that Jack killed Joe, no?
Right.
And then Adam comes and say, Reuben and Shimon, you couldn't have said that Jack killed Joe, because you, Reuben and Shimon, were with us and we were at the Democratic National Convention or something, and right, you couldn't have been there, right? That's the pshat. Now, Hazoma is a concept only by Adam, right? Adam is Yeshnan behachasha ubehazoma. So there is a concept of Hazoma by Adam. That means Adam can be proven wrong based on Hazoma. That means, by definition, that Adam are Kal and Piv is Chamor, right? Edim are Kal and Piv is Chomer. You wanted to say Fakert, right? The whole Kal v'Chomer is all predicated on Piv is Kal and Edim is Chomer. But we see from Hachosha v'Hazoma that in fact Piv is Chomer and Edim is Kal.
Not so convincing.
What?
Not so convincing.
Not so convincing. Why?
I just think the other way
of... You think the other way
like...
of Knas is better?
I just don't think it can apply, because by the definition of it, it can't be a chashazah, not because...
No, you're understanding that kal and chomor is like a halachic outcome, is a nafgamina. Yeah. So I could talk about that, I'm chayiv a knas, or not chayiv a knas. But so look at Rashi. Rashi tries to doctor this up, no? Look at Rashi. She yeshnun b'hachasha b'hazama. Rashi writes, "In ba'u shnayim edim v'hichishum o hizimum." If two witnesses are right, machish who? Machish piv. Ein ze mishalei mamoin al pihem. I don't pay. Well, excuse me. If the two witnesses come and are machish the edim, right? In ba'u shnayim edim v'hichishum, and they contradict them, o hizimum, or they're mazim them, ein ze mishalim mamon al pihem, then you don't pay money. The two Adam came and they said that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and then there's hazam on those two Adam. So now Reuven doesn't owe Shimon $1,000. So that means that Adam is kal. In other words, Rashi is also giving a halachic outcome. That's why I'm reading the Rashi, no? Rashi is also saying that the issue at hand is, do I pay money or don't I pay money? So since there is hachasha and hazama by Edim, so therefore no money is paid. If I say I owe $1,000 and Edim come and say no you don't, they contradict me, I still owe $1,000. Right? Money is still going to be paid. So that means that Piv is chamor.
But what's Rashi's answer?
What? Well, the Gemara is asking a question. This whole theme of this Gemara is to ask a question that we see that Piv is Chomor.
Right.
Our premise was that Piv is Kal, Right? But I see from Hachosha and Hazoma that Piv is Chomor. That's exactly what the Gemara is getting at. Good?
The end of the Gemara is that Piv is Chomor?
That's, yeah. Or you have no proof to make a Kal v'Chomer, because once I see one area of Halacha in which Piv is Chomor over Edim, so then I can't use it for a Kal v'Chomer. Right, that's what Rabbi Chaim Glassman has a famous essay about this. In order to make a Kal v'Chomer, you have to be a huge bucky in Torah. Because if I find any single din that contradicts the premise of your Kal v'Chomer, right, the premise of this Kal v'Chomer is that Piv is Kal and Edim are Chomer. Then I find a single din by Hazama that I see that Piv is Chomer and Edim are Kal, that uproots the entire Kal v'Chomer. The entire Kal v'Chomer is gone.
Doesn't it seem like Piv is Chomer and Edim are Kal in this case? If anything, it was in like Edim or Chomer with Piv's Kal, because even though Piv doesn't have the option of getting it, can't become Hazama or Hachasha, the fact that Edim can become is
the
more
fact that, again, what Rashi sings that look at the outcome. The outcome is if I contradict the Edim, if there's Hachasha or Hazama on the Edim, you don't pay then no money is paid. If I contradict Piv, money still is paid. Therefore, I see that Piv is Chomor and Edim are Kal. Kal means that there's no money. Right? That's the Gemara with the Rashi. Okay, I want to make 2 points on the... Oh gosh, it's later than I thought. Okay. We'll try to make 1 point on this Rashi, and then maybe we'll... maybe tomorrow we'll make the other point that I planned on making. Malapiv Shekin Mechaibo Karbin. Toimer be'edim, right? You see that? The first Tosis? So Tosis is speaking out a point that we've been making all day, which is that the case is that the Edim are saying you ate Chaylev, and you contradict the Edim, correct? So let's read Tosis. Perush, Shekei Mechaivo Karbin, Afilu Ha'edim Machishin Oisai. Right? In a situation when I say I ate chaylev, I say that I know that the corned beef sandwich I ate is chaylev, and the Edim say no it wasn't, am I chayev a carbon?
No.
Am I chayev a carbon? Piv is mechayev a carbon. Remember, Reb Meir says that Edim are mechayev a carbon when Piv contradicts. Everybody holds that Piv is Mechayev a carbon. Tosfos is saying that means Piv is Mechayev a carbon when Edim contradict. I say I ate Chaylev. I say the corned beef sandwich I got in the calf was really good. Calf food usually stinks. Hayadua, right? This corned beef sandwich was good. It had to be Chaylev. I say I know it was Chaylev. I am chayev a carbon, even though I have two Edim with long white beards, and they come and say it wasn't chaylev. We know it wasn't chaylev. I say I know it was chaylev. I'm chayev a carbon. Piv is mechayev a carbon, right? Mechayev a carbon. Afilu ha'edim machishin also the omrim lav chaylev heva ela shuman. No, Tosfos is saying even though you hear this. Even though the Edim are saying that what I ate was not Chaylev. Now, who do you think would be believed in this case? Edim are saying it was a kosher hot dog. And I say it was a Chaylev hot dog. Who's Neman? Who brings the carbon? He's Neman. He brings the carbon. Even though the Edim are saying that you're a good Orthodox Jew and it was kosher. I say it was treif. Right? I'm chayiv a carbon. Di'i ha'ein ha'edim machishin oso, hechikom ha'toymer be'edim. Right? In other words, the case has to be, if I'm comparing Piv to Edim, just like the case of Edim or machayiv carbon is when he contradicts, right? Like you saw earlier. So the case of that he is machayiv himself a carbon, Piv being machayiv a carbon, means that Edim contradict. So he is mechayev himself a carbon. I say it was chaylev. Edim say it was shuman. I am chayev a carbon. So fret the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz Abam Kasha. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks, 1 second. So I say it's Chelev, right? Edom say it's Shuman. Objectively speaking, who do you think should be believed? Me or the Edom? It should be the Edom, right? So if I'm a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, and you show up, no? And you want to bring a carbon. I, as a Kohen, should I bring this carbon? Edom said that there's no need to bring a carbon here, because the food is kosher. And now I have this guy who says, no, the food was treif. I want to bring a carbon. Should we allow him to bring the carbon?
Yeah.
Yeah? I don't know.
Is it a really bad thing to bring a korban that's not needed?
Yeah, that's called chulin ba'azara. Right? I'm not allowed to bring a non-korban in the Beis HaMikdash. That's called chulin ba'azara. So Tosfos is at... So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz... 1 second, I'll get your question in a second. Right? Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks a kasha, v'im tomar... Kishaha Edim Machishim Oso Heich Yismichu Al Piv LaHakriv Karban HaHevi Chulin BaAzara. No? How could they listen to me against the Edim? I say it was Chelev. The Edim say it wasn't. L'cha'ora, right? They should listen to the Edim. So how could the Kohen bring the carbon? Yeah, Jonah?
Then could you do a funny, if so thing? Like, if it is really,
so I don't know. By a carbon chatas, I don't think you could do that because it's not bab neder b'nedava. By chatas is ain't bab neder b'nedava, so I can't do that. So listen to this one. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz answers v'yesh lomar kevon da adam nemano atzma yosim imeya edim im bo hakayhanim lahakriv ein mochen biyodam. Tosfos says, Enochanami, you know what? Edom are saying it was a kosher animal. It was kosher. And you're saying it was Chelev. You are more Neman than the Edom. And therefore the Kohanim can rely on what you are saying. And the Kohanim can bring the carbon for you. Because other Neman o'atwa yosem imei Edom. That's what Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says. The Shita Mekubetzes, though, says a little differently. Shita Mekubetzes says that the case is that the person who ate the chelev himself is a kohen. So you know what we tell him? We tell him, sir, you say that what you ate is chelev? We ate him, say it wasn't chelev. We say it was kosher. You say it was chelev? You bring it yourself. You take the animal, go to the Beis HaMikdash, bring it as a carbon yourself. You can bury yourself with that veir of chulam ba'azara. We other kohanim are not getting involved. You bring it yourself. Right? That's a fundamental question here as to whether Adam Nemano Atma Yosef Meya Edem is true only for me qua me, or is that true for me qua everyone else? No? According to the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, once I'm believed to say it was Chela, that means that you can rely on me and you're going to bring the carbon for me. There's a Meir Nikavarn in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. But the Shita Mekubetzes is disagreeing and saying, no, you're only Neman for yourself. Hey, Rabbi Lusay, those of you who are old enough to vote and happen to be American citizens are strongly encouraged to go and vote today. Those of you who are not American citizens can still do tshuva, but not for this election. Those of you who are not 18 yet and can't vote, so I don't know any Eitza to help Mitt Romney become elected as the next president of the United States. And I guess that was on tape. Okay, guys, have a good day.